In a world of conflicting values, where questions are more common than answers, God's Word provides everything we need to live a God-centered, truth-driven life. Join us now for the Word for Life, brought to you by Brookside Baptist Church and hosted by Pastor Greg Huffman, as he shares the truth for the day.
Well, good morning, and how are you doing today? This is Rich Schmidt coming to you from Brookside Baptist Church on the Word for Life broadcast this morning. And it's such a privilege to be with you, and we're going to talk about some really important things. I'll share some things going on in my life. Of course, we'll be sharing from the Word of God, and we'll trust that as you're getting your morning ready, that you've either grabbed your cup of coffee or whatever you enjoy in the morning, and that you're having a great day. Well, we're going to be talking over the next six broadcasts about Christian essentials. The reason that I'm going to be talking on this topic is because there's been a recent development that I just saw in the news, and it's quite disturbing, quite frankly, as a Christian. We have come to the place in Christianity where the essentials of the Bible, Christian essentials, are being underplayed more than they ever have in the distant past. And I think it's time that those of us who believe in the Word of God, that are holding firm to it, that believe the Word of God indeed needs to stand on its own and not be compromised, we're going to hit some of the key areas that are coming out recently, not in the secular media, but actually in Christian media. So we're going to talk about some of those things, and hopefully it'll inspire us to be strong, to be faithful to the ministry, and not to compromise certain things that are extremely important. In fact, not just important, but what we're going to call Christian essentials. So we're going to start out with an essential, according to the scripture, which is doctrine. You know, a lot of folks, they don't like to study heavy, and getting into the nitty-gritty, if you will, of the Bible sometimes seems a little bit overwhelming. But the important thing that we need to learn and get a hold of as Christians is that God is very, very firm about Christians knowing the Word of God. In fact, one of the favorite verses, and one that I, when I'm signing books or whatever, I always like to put in there, is 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 15, which is a rather familiar verse. And it says to study or be diligent, study to show yourselves approved unto God, workers that need not to be ashamed, rightly dividing or rightly handling the Word of God. So God is very, very specific, and there's many, many more verses, and we'll touch on a couple of those this morning, where God is making it very, very clear that we need to understand the Word of God, and quite frankly, not just get the, as Paul says, the milk of the Word, but get down deep and get into the meat. So here's what brought this to my attention. I was looking on the internet, and something popped up on my phone that said a particular Christian denomination. I'm not talking about a liberal group. I'm not talking about a group that doesn't believe in the basics of salvation, in salvation by faith, but a strong, what I would have said is a good denominational group for many, many, many years, decided to retract on one of the essentials of the faith. Now you say, well, what might that be? The essential that we're going to look at this morning is what's known as eschatology, or the study of future things. One of the things that came out in a recent website production of this particular denomination is they are stating that the study of end times biblical doctrine is non-essential. Let me state that word again. They're saying that to study the end times and to take a strong position on eschatology is a non-essential thing to consider. Well, let me, if you have a pen and some of you might want to take some notes or maybe listen to this broadcast again, which you can find for our Word for Life website, there's 12 major doctrines that are given in Scripture. Now, don't stop your car and or get into an accident right now if you're driving, but I'm going to list those 12 doctrines, which, again, you can go to the Word for Life website and get the list if you're interested. But the 12 major doctrines are anthropology, or the study of man. These are theological topics in the Bible. Angelology, the study of angels. Bibliology, the study of the Bible. Christology, the study of Christ. Demonology, the study of demons. All fairly simple, makes sense. Here's a little stronger one, tougher one, is called ecclesiology, which is the study of the church. Another one, which may not be well known, is harmatology, the study of sin. Pneumatology, the study of the Spirit, the Holy Spirit. Satanology, obviously the study of Satan. The 10th major doctrine that we're looking at is soteriology, or the study of salvation. The 11th is called theology proper, which is the study of God. And then last but certainly not least, doctrine number 12 is known as eschatology, or the study of the last things, or end times prophetic doctrine. Now, this particular group, again, it's a wonderful group. They believe in the proper doctrines, 1 through 11 for the most part, but they've chosen, because it has become a controversial subject, to dismiss number 12 and not to take a strong stance. Again, I'm not going to name this particular denomination, but I think it just once again raises the red flag that we have lost our will as Christians at times to take the Bible literally. In fact, that's exactly the problem. You see, when we study the Bible, we should be studying it from four specific aspects. So we open up our Bible, and how do we know if we're going to be interpreting it correctly? Well, here's another quick little list for you. Four specific things that we need to be doing when we study the Bible. When you read it, you need to be looking at four specific categories of things to make sure that we're interpreting it correctly. Those are, if you're ready, first one is the historical background of the book. In other words, who is it being written to? What was the dating of it? What was the culture at that time? The historical aspects. Number two, the context. In other words, every single thing that we look at in the Bible, we just don't pick a verse and say, well, that must mean X. We look at it from its context. We look at the verses before and after. We look at the paragraphs, the chapters, the actual book, so we get it in its proper context. The third thing is we like to look at the grammar. Now, many of you do not know Greek and Hebrew and Aramaic, the original languages, but that's fine. There are so many excellent English resources that you can still get a good grasp of the grammatical issues, even though it's in English, from learning it from the original languages, which many help books do for us. The fourth, and this is where the problem is coming. So we have the historical, contextual, grammatical, and the fourth major issue is to interpret the Bible literally. In other words, God meant what he said. He wrote what he wrote because he had a literal meaning he was trying to convey to the readers, including us. Here's where the problem's coming. Now, if you don't interpret the Bible literally, how are you going to interpret it? Well, you spiritualize or allegorize the text. So what's it saying? In other words, let's just use something simple. When God says that Jesus Christ is the Savior, he meant exactly what he said. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. That is not to be taken in another way other than what he wrote. Christ Jesus, the literal Lord Jesus Christ, came into this world to save sinners. We don't try and allegorize and spiritualize and say, well, what does that mean? Maybe it means he loves animals, or maybe it means he loves creation. No, it meant what it says. So that's where part of the problem is coming in. So what is the importance of eschatology, the study of future things, and why do we need to interpret it literally? Well, here's the reason why. 27%, did you catch that? 27% of your Bible was prophecy when written. There's 1,000 prophecies written in the Bible. 500 of those prophecies, or 50% of the Bible prophecies, have already been fulfilled. There's another 500 prophecies that are yet to be fulfilled. Now, if we decide instead of taking those 500 prophecies literally and decide to make up things as we go along and spiritualize and allegorize them, we're not going to get a clear, literal picture of what God intended. In other words, what is the next major event on God's prophetic calendar? Well, the Bible tells us that it is what's called the rapture of the church, the removal of God's people from this earth. There's two major passages that address that. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 13 to 18 say, "For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain, should it happen in our generation, shall be caught up together with them in the clouds, in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord." Now, when you decide to dismiss eschatology and you decide to dismiss when that event is going to take place, you cause confusion for the body of Christ. Well, unfortunately, too many, in fact, it's been stated that upwards of 60% of Christian, not churches that don't believe the Bible's the Word of God, but literal churches that embrace the Word of God, that approximately 60% of churches no longer embrace the literal interpretation of the end times. Folks, that's disturbing. In other words, they're taking things, they're spiritualizing, they're allegorizing, and you're not getting from these specific teachers, whether they're at radio, whether in churches, the literal Word of God. And when a denomination, a good Christian denomination, all of a sudden says, "We're no longer what's called pre-trib or pre-mill." Some of you will understand those words, others not. But interpreting the Word of God literally, there are problems. That's why I love Brookside Baptist Church, which is my home church, because the pastors that preach here are going to give you the literal, actual interpretation from the Bible. Let me ask you this as we come to a close this morning. If you go somewhere and they decide to allegorize or spiritualize the text on eschatology or the study of future things, here's the slippery slope that can go down. If you ask the same place, "Well, how do I know for sure if I died I'd go to heaven?" Well, are you going to get the literal Word of God, or is that going to be spiritualized and allegorized? You see how this could impact the most essential things in Christendom, and doctrine is essential. The Apostle Paul said, "Till I come, give attention to reading, to exhortation, to doctrine," 1 Timothy 4:13. Again, in Timothy chapter 4, verse 16, he says, "Take heed to yourself and to the doctrine. Continue in them, for in doing this you will both save yourself and those who hear you." 2 Timothy 3:16, "All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine." Folks, it's black and white in your Bible. It's profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. Well, our time is about gone, and let me just take this question. Are you studying the Bible? Are you taking it literally? And are you considering all 12 major doctrines major? If you don't see that happening, I suggest that maybe it's time to look somewhere else, to a place where you will get the literal interpretation of the Scriptures. This is Rich Schmidt. Have a great day. God bless.
We hope you enjoyed today's broadcast. If you would like a copy of today's program, have a question we can answer, please contact us at The Word for Life, 4470 North Pilgrim Road, Brookfield, Wisconsin, 53005. For more info about The Word for Life, to make a donation to help us continue this broadcast, as well as other resources for your Christian walk, visit us at www.thewordforlife.org. Thanks for listening today. Tune in again next time as we bring the Word of God to your life.